All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of 12 Gauge Uncut. This morning is going to be a little bit different. Yes, I'm actually recording in the morning or mid-afternoon. I guess it's about 1:21 p.m. So the 12 Gauge has a lot on his mind right now, but I want to make this a real genuine conversation about what's went down since the last podcast. And kind of, we really want to talk about Forever Pro. Forever Pro Wrestling, baby. We launched, and before I get into too much details on that, I kind of want to go in and kind of talk about what led us to this point and what led me to this point. So this isn't, I'm going to go into Kevin Ryan's story as much as I can, and we're actually going to have Kevin and I sit down, and we're actually going to talk about the origins of Forever Pro, so that you get his side of the story and how it all began, his dream started. But I'm going to tell you how Rocky Shaw got involved and how things progressed. And we're talking about a 2-week interim, basically. Most of those you know who are in the know don't know how you couldn't have really. My last podcast, it put some people in their feelings quite a bit. Now, I will admit there was probably one or two remarks in there that were kind of harsh on my behalf. I mean, y'all have to forgive me. You know, I am the 12 gauge, and I am not known for being super sensitive at times. So I'll ask for forgiveness on the fact that I was a little emotional, and I probably said a remark or two in there that I owe even that person that I do not like an apology for. So that moving on, I'm making my amends, and I apologize, Chris Kamikaze. Some of my remarks were uncalled for, and I do apologize. I won't revisit this again. We're going to move on. So let's talk about what happened after that podcast. We had a meeting at NAWA, and me and management, and I will exclude Ricky Wiggins. He was not a part of this and did not know anything about this. So this isn't on him, but, those that were involved, basically just used it as a time to express how disappointed and how hurt they were, not looking at the fact that what I was trying to do was progress the product, improve the product, and that is what it is. I took a lot of harsh strikes for that, and as a result of that night, it was nobody's fault. Rocky Shaw and Tania decided to leave that show based on the fact that we were unwanted and we did not feel that we were being properly respected. It had nothing to the fact that we're taking our ball and going home. It was just, we saw that we had served our purpose. Our ideas were no longer being honored or considered. And so I did just that, and we packed ourselves up and we went home. Now, after that, I had to consider, where does Rocky Shaw go from here? I got a ton of backlash. I mean, I had a well-known Georgia, another promoter, and maybe the most hated man in Georgia. I won't name names, but tell me it was time for Rocky Shaw to pack it up and disappear because he was done in pro wrestling, and nobody wanted to see or hear from him again. I considered that as an option. Maybe it was time for me to step back, go to the gym, and do what Rocky Shaw was doing all along, and where I was and what I was set to become, and work on myself. Because let's be honest, I need a lot of work. All of us do. And working on my body and right now is probably the best thing I could come up with. I'm 3 months, just now 3 months out from open heart surgery. And the type of procedure they did, they actually did surgery and removed heart muscle, changed valves, cut through my breastbone. That you don't get any more extreme than this. So I'm lucky to be doing what I am and to be talking to you and to be physically able to go in and out of wrestling shows as it is right now after that kind of surgery. There's few of us that know exactly how and what a toll that actually takes on your body. That's real talk. But I'm going to move on forward to the fact that me and Tania, let's get real world. I was stressed, felt beaten down by the fact that I'd put so much effort into seeing North Georgia wrestling. What part I could, I'm not saying I was the boulder. I wasn't. There's so much great talent. And I know that, I was a small part, if anything, in this whole motion to make North Georgia wrestling become something. There's such bigger players than the name, you know, Skrill the Great, obviously Kevin Ryan. I'm going to be Nauseousism, Bobby Moore. The list goes on and on. Kyle Matthews, Chris Crunk. Golly. I mean, as I said, Joe Black, Shug D. I mean, and God, I'm going to forget so many names, but and someone I just met, Brendan Toon, really impressed me. First of all, let me go off and say this kid can work and has a great attitude, but the dude was, I actually could feel the unkillable Toon. I mean, that his persona matched his ring presence. So my flowers to him. Meeting Jay Lethal. Oh my God. You're talking about, you never want to meet your heroes. Meeting Jay Lethal was an experience. Not only when my expectations were set low because, you know, when you expect to meet some of these guys, you expect them to be a little bit full of themselves. No, not at all. Not only when I introduced myself to him, he shook my hand, acknowledged me. We asked about if I was a worker, asked about my career, what I did, why I wasn't wrestling anymore. And then when he found out that I had open heart surgery, not only did he want to know details, what I had to go through, why I had to go through it, how the recovery was going. I mean, we had a long and in-depth conversation that I would have had with one of my best friends about how I was doing. And, you know, so much respect goes to that man for being that way and taking that time with, I mean, in this case, I would have been the smart mark. I mean, you know, I was a Jay Lethal fan from head to toe, and he knew it. So, I mean, much respect. I can't say anything better about him. He was worth every dime Forever Pro invested in bringing him in. I think we got way more than our money's worth. Everybody that met him left with a smile on their face. The match between him and Kevin Ryan, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. I don't even want to talk about that yet. I want to get to the point of, let's rewind. All right, let's get back there. And let's talk about the night at Chili's. Me and Tania didn't even have the fine. We're like everybody else. I don't sit on money, despite what some people think. Every shirt I sell, anything that you send in for the podcast, the Patreons, anything like that, that keeps me going. I haven't been able to work in about over 8 months, and then they won't clear me after this heart surgery until about 8 months of healing. So there is no wrestling. There is no going to work every day. And so here's what everybody else thinks. Oh, what about disability? Well, Georgia's system is set up so that you have a 12-month it takes them 12 months to decide whether you are eligible for disability or not. So from the time of my surgery in December, we're looking at them taking 12 months to decide whether I'm capable of getting a check. And that is until December of the following year. So I have to go 12 months with no income whatsoever to even get an answer, which they could say no. And from what I hear a lot of people is the technical and default answer is always no. Then you have to reapply and go through the whole process again, in which where they really decide whether, you know, they're going to let you have it. So I don't know. I'm as nervous and scared as anyone else right now, as far as I have no real source of income, and, you know, I'm deterred and told that I shouldn't go out and make some. So right now, this face and this mouth is all I got, which isn't much. So I've got a wife that is trying to, you know, now she has a husband that's recovering and she is working. She's, have been working at home. So that gives her some ability to take care of some of us. She does TurboTax, as far as the technical support side, but you know, even that right now is good till what, tax season's over. Then, you know, we have to figure out another plan. So we're as human and as normal. I put my jeans on the same way each and every one of you do. But we decided to, with my frustration, anxiety, depression from all of this combined, as I said, I'm just a normal human like the rest of you. We decided to go to Chili's for a date night, just me and her. We need to sit down. We need to talk. She needs to know where I feel, how I'm feeling. And I need to know how she's feeling, where she's feeling. We need to get on the same board. Because at this point in time, Rocky Shaw mentally and physically is not the same guy. That surgery took so much out of me that I can't begin to tell you. For me, not being able to do the things that I want to do, to be in front of, in the ring, and hear and see you guys, I mean, that's a whole different level of change. And it's hard. It's hard to deal with. I can understand why some of these wrestlers go until they can't go anymore, because the feel and the love of you fans, it's like a drug. I mean, it really is. It lets you know you're alive. It reminds you why you're here. But I also have a family, so I have to keep in mind I've got to be there for them. I've got to be able to be strong enough and to do my normal task. You know, right now after the surgery, you know, carrying out the trash is, it can be a hard job. If the bag's too full, it's too heavy for me. We had our sink fall in, and we have a cast iron sink. Guess who can't move a cast iron sink right now? That'd be me. Guess who doesn't really have the money to hire a plumber to come do that? That'd also be me. So I'm relying on family members and friends, and I have a great friend group that my mom has done so much. Shout out to mamas everywhere. If you've got a great mama, you know exactly what I'm talking about. As far as, you know, they've helped us so much. My grandparents, my Papa Russell, I'm trying to keep from breaking into tears right now. I'm going to break a little bit of kayfabe. Well, I guess it isn't, because he's a buddy of mine and it's well known. Brandon Atkins, Zero, has been right there, but in my, on my side, calling me, taking care of me, making sure I get some encouragement. I am going to have to say there's been so many people that I'm going to shout out to that HBK, I'm going blank on some of these names right now. Unfortunately, that's a side effect of either getting old or some of the surgery as well. But again, I'm getting a little off task. Sitting down at that, our dinner, our date, so to speak, we had a discussion, and I'd come to the conclusion that I told her that, using an old wrestling analogy, that Rocky has lost his smile. I'm no longer happy walking through those doors with wrestling, because what's going on and how things have changed weren't in a positive manner for me. I didn't see us progressing forward. I actually saw the product revert and going backwards. Now, I did the best I could when I actually vocalized my opinion. Maybe I did it in the wrong way. Maybe I went wrong about it the wrong way. But I did what I did for the love of the business, and I won't be apologetic for that. That being said, there's been many repercussions to such, but we had our talk, and I'd come to a clear, heartfelt understanding that it was time for me to focus on myself, and I was good. I was not happy about it necessarily, but I was content with walking away for the foreseeable future, maybe forever, from pro wrestling. And just becoming Rocky Shaw again, and becoming staying a podcaster, still talking to you guys, but leaving my boots right where they were left last time in the ring. And so kind of hated on the fact that I didn't have the time to put together a last match and leave my boots in that fashion. But that being said, That's where things stood. Well, as the night progressed, we were finishing up dinner. My phone rings. And right before I get to that, let me say this. Before I got to the dinner and started going through these things, I got to in a conversation, in a very, I guess it was somewhat of a heated conversation with a friend that had spent 14, 16 years in the business. I'm probably going to quote that wrong. And kind of corrected me on, you know, how much I said and what I said. But the real point was that he told me that really rung true with me, that wound up coming back to my head during this conversation that I'm going to talk about later, was, and I'm going to paraphrase, probably get some of the words wrong, so I apologize. My memory's not 100% that I'm eidetic. So that if Rocky Shaw wasn't happy and no one was listening to my ideas and that maybe it was time for Rocky Shaw to create a new lane, a bigger and better lane that fit what I saw, and then stay in that lane. You know, that sit hard on me, and I started thinking at that point more and more, but don't have the money, the finances, and start a new promotion. I don't have the backing for that right now. So maybe that's something that would resonate in the future. Definitely something I was going to put in the back burner, is what would happen if I could put my spin on things and do things my way. Are, you know, somewhat by way, or someone would listen to the fact of how I thought we could do things in a more business sense, and more of how and what I saw that I loved about wrestling. Because I had some great mentors that, you know, people have some hard feelings against some of these guys, but I did have some great mentors that taught me a lot of things in the ring for storytelling. They saw something in me that knew I could offer, and I could do something that most of these other guys couldn't do, is envisionize and bring to life stories and put these things together. I'm starting finding confidence that, yes, I do have that capability, not to mention that, but as far as a promoter, man, I can sales and advertising, put anyone against me and ask anyone you want to. That's one thing they can tell you that Rocky Shaw has over everyone else. Self-promotion, you know, I've been promoting Rocky Shaw all by myself most of the time. I picked my choices, you know, and how I did things, focused on YouTube. We got over 7,118 followers. So we're doing something right for an individual. I have as many followers as most promotions, if not more. So fast forward to that conversation, at the end of it, at our little dinner, my phone rings. And I look down, and who is on my caller ID? I know everybody says caller ID, but everybody has that now, right? On your phone. So it says Kevin Ryan. And I'm intrigued because Kevin doesn't call me every day. I love and respect Kevin like a brother. I've been a true fan of Kevin's, and I have talked highly of him and defended this kid from to anybody, even through the when he messed up his leg, you know, I encouraged him and I wanted him back in the ring. Kevin Ryan is a true and a rare talent. And those of that you were there for a pro, I don't even need to explain that. You know exactly how unique and rare Kevin Ryan is. But Kevin also is a good guy, a good fella, a good brother, has a great heart. So Kevin calls me and we talk and he asks me a few questions and asks me what I'm doing. I tell him. And it just so happens, he was like, man, I'm like 10 minutes away from you. I was like, really? Before I responded, he was like, would you like to sit down and talk? My initial response in my head after that conversation was not, no, man, Rocky Shaw's done with wrestling. But then I hear a voice in my head, one of them being another good brother of mine, Dalton, saying, I'll respect you if you walk away, but it'll be pissing away all that we've done. So that hit me hard in that instance. And then again, that conversation that I mentioned earlier is, if you don't like the way they're doing, make a new lane, make a bigger and better lane. So maybe this was that potential. This is the third voice in my head was, as you close that door on your past, now let's open a new door to the future. So I said, yes, we'll be there in about 10 minutes. Me and Tania's got to, you know, we're finishing up paying and we'll be there and we'll sit down and talk. So we get the car in the drive and I see Tania's face is, you know, she's concerned, you know, is Rocky walking into another disappointment, or are we walking into exactly what he needs and what's been waiting on him on the other side for quite some time? So we go through and we finally find a parking place on Broad Street. Y'all know how that is, right? Parking on Broad Street. So we go through and we find that parking place. I take a big breath as I get out. And considering, guys, I'm still not 100%. You know, I cough right now still, and my chest bone hurts because that's not healed. And I go in and open the door, and am I greeted by three different gentlemen, one of which being Kevin Ryan. Two of the gentlemen would prefer to remain nameless. And so out of respect for them, I am going to leave their names blank and out of this. But they all greeted me with a great smile. They greeted both of us. And we began to talk. And Kevin pulls the curtain off his dream and tells me what he wants and why he thinks I'm the perfect person to be involved with this. Now, granted, Kevin knows everything that come off with... I mean, I walk in right now with an aura of fire and smoke due to the heat that I've got from the other boys. So much so that, you know, the April 20th show coming up in Cedartown, I was asked not to even come with Kevin. They didn't want me anywhere near the event. So, and I'll respect the bookers to that. I don't really care to be there myself. But go there, support Kevin. Kevin's going to kill it and show them exactly why Forever Pro is the place you want to be each and every time. But he unraveled and showed me something that I fell in love with. I fell in love with his dream as Kevin poured it out from his heart. And I knew that I could adopt this dream because we were so close together on the ideas that, you know, if we could come to an agreement, and I knew that was the big if at that point in time, was if we could come to the understanding as Rocky Shaw is exactly who I am. And I explained to tell them, I have a warning label and I'm going to read it to you. I'm not a yes man. If I do not agree and do not think we're heading in the right direction, I will tell you exactly my thoughts. My thoughts are not to hurt your feelings, but my thoughts are to push us in a better direction. Because I'm a businessman and I will look out for your brand and my brand. And if I see either one of the directions that we're going in is going to hurt our brand, then I feel like it is my job to speak up and let you know my thoughts, because I won't stand by and watch something I build be burned down by the fact that your egos are, this is a story time or this is a play time for somebody to do something fun. In the end of the day, this is about serving the fans, building a product that they can all be proud of. And let's say in the 30s, it's a business. It needs to make money. A business cannot stay around if it does not make money. So that being said, the three of us agreed that that's exactly what they were looking for. They wanted that guy that had the business sense and had the balls to say, no, this is a bad idea, or no, I don't like this direction. And so at that point in time, the green light for promoting Forever Pro was lit. Me and Kevin immediately came up with ideas. We immediately, following, I think the next day or the next couple of days, we ran a promo introducing me as the new general manager, or the first general manager of Forever Pro, which is an absolute honor for me. It's a role that I have never had. It's been talked about at the other promotions for me to take over. But it had never quite happened. And so, man, I was ecstatic to actually take this role on. At first, nervous, because this is a role that I have not taken on before. I'm a pro wrestler and I miss being in the ring. I watched every time I see somebody in the ring, that fire in me gets lit, because I'm like any other fan, but I want to be in there. I want to be a part of it. And, let's be honest. I like punching people in the face. Twisted maybe, but it's part of me. I'm an Aries, and, Ronald, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Aries for life. So that being said, we got to work on promoting the show. We went to so many places. A big shout out to Alibi, John Henry's, Rock and Roll Sushi, J&J Candles. Vaporize, and then the Harvest Moon. We also went by there. We visited by Mellow Mushroom to hang up some posters. Jeremy Duke, We need to talk because we drove traffic to downtown Rome to get those little vouchers that we left. We made like a scavenger hunt. When's the last time anyone in the promotion has done that? We gave you an option. If you went out and searched and you went to look for our product, you could get half off at the door. You got 2 for $20. I mean, that was half off. And any of you who went to the show knows that that show was worth every damn dime you spent. There is no doubt there. And I'm being 100% honest that most people will tell you you got the quality, if not better, than an NXT or WWE show from what Kevin Ryan put together that night. And I don't want to take that Roxy Shaw was a small part of that. Kevin Ryan put a lot of work in, and it showed. The having Jay Lethal there, the card was just stacked that you could not have a better card. I mean, there was Kevin Ryan, the three-way match was, oh my God. And then, there's so many good people, Sean Christopher and Ravina. I mean, they're such great time. And okay. And the technical match that went down between Kyle Matthews and Chris Crunk. Chris Crunk is a diamond. I mean, you know, as far as when it comes to technical wrestling, I had never got to sit down and see him work in person until that night. And man, a whole new level of respect was born for that guy. Talent. And Kyle Matthews already had it. We know Kyle Matthews and what he did, but the work put in against Kyle Matthews with Chris Crunk, that was a true, you could put that in the, any training class to sit down and watch that match would be on par with any of the classics. I mean, you could put that, I'm gonna give them a big pop here, is sort of say, I would put that match against Steamboat and Macho Man. I mean, maybe not the camera and all the drama wasn't there, but the actual ring work, the technical aspects of pro wrestling were displayed on there. That was the, maybe, I'll go on and say, the best, if not the best, technical wrestling match that's happened in North Georgia, at least in the last 10 years, for sure. So I'll give them that. Then we go on to, I mean, Kevin Ryan and Jay Lethal. Dude, I don't even know what to say. That you walk into, first of all, we brought Jay freaking Lethal in, and when we announced the crowd to Jay Lethal, we had a good bit of Jay Lethal chance, and it was a pop that you would expect. But Kevin Ryan comes out, and the roof blows off the place. That Kevin Ryan is clearly the fan favorite, and I mean, it was deafening to hear the respect and the adulations poured out for Kevin Ryan. And I mean, there's nothing like it. Wow. I mean, I was humbled, to hear the pop that come out for this guy, and very proud for him as well. Kevin, you deserved every ounce of that. Then they go on to what would be, I think it was a 21 minute match. It was almost, the crowd was afraid it was going to be a time limit draw. That Jay Lethal put on a clinic, I would say yes. But it was answered in kind by Kevin Ryan with every move that Jay could come out with. Kevin could answer. I mean, and that's an impressive feat. You know, I'm in the business. I know wrestling, and I'm on the edge of my seat, and so is my wife. And she's, those of you who know Tania, she's not been on at the edge of her seat for, and she will admit this, for the any event in the last year. But this match was so good, we never knew what was going to happen. I mean, there was, I mean, man, two Spanish flies, one standing and then one off the top rope, Canadian destroyer, sentons, the versatility in kicks. Everybody knows kicks. They're my game. I love them. But Kevin Ryan was killing it, man. And Jay Lethal was answering with, and then you see the lethal injection. That the match ultimately ends with Jay giving credit a little bit to Jeff Jarrett, is it rubbing off on him, saying that he had to cheat to win to beat Kevin. There was a low blow that happened there. Then he hit the lethal injection. So Kevin was pinned, but Kevin Ryan did not lose that match. None of us did. We all won. And I will try to, as I edit this video at the end, I will try to add in that end and that pouring of respect somewhere in there so that you can catch it in this video cast, that the crowd rushed to the ring and kneeled and slapped their mat, including me, and chanted Kevin Ryan, because it was one hell of a show. The level of talent that was displayed that night, I will say this, I will address this as I start to close out the podcast, is I did hear some complaints about the language. Sorry, guys, this is a PG. Kevin's dream is to offer a Ring of Honor, a Attitude Era product. This Attitude Era product is what these younger fans want. And I'm sorry if the language is too strong and you feel like your kids haven't heard it before and they don't know what to say. I came up and we were told just because what we hear, we shouldn't necessarily repeat. I think maybe that needs to be reinstated today, that it's up to you to parent your kids. It's not up to a pro wrestler. You are in an adrenaline-filled environment, and words will be said, and things will be said. It's passion. These guys feel about it a certain way. It's their true selves, and I would rather them give you a true representation of how they're feeling in the product and the drama than a false one. So, as we've said before, not all shoes fit the same feet. So we offer a different product than anyone else. So I'm going to say it right now, and we can look at each other in the eyes for this. Our wrestling, Forever Pro Wrestling, is on a different level. Yes, you may pay more, but you're going to get your money's worth. Yes, the language barrier may be a little bit steep for some of you, but the passion will be there. The wrestling will be there. I promise it's worth the ride. If we aren't fit for you, I'm sorry. There are other shows to go out and support them, but we will bring you our absolute best, and we're going to pour our heart into bringing you not quality wrestling. We're going to make sure that our wrestlers actually invest in themselves. You didn't see no wrestlers wearing their overalls, their Amazon quality tights. Our wrestlers are professionals. They put their money in their real gear. They took the time. If they use makeup, if they do whatever they do, they invested in themselves. Because if a wrestler can't invest in himself, then you shouldn't invest in them either. What are you paying that money for? you know, I mean, that's going to be it for, as far as Rocky Shaw goes, I am Forever Pro's general manager, and I'm very proud of that, but I am still the 12 gauge, and I run 12 gauge uncut. I will bring you the answers unfiltered, uncut, and unbiased each and every time, whether it be against another brand or Forever Pro, I will still give you the truth. But I want to take this time to thank everybody at Forever Pro and the crew, and thank you, Kevin Ryan, for that phone call that has changed, that pulled me back from the edge of wrestling. So I want to go back and I'm going to say a few things at the end, if I can, about some of the fans that I've saw feedback from. Kayla Howard, if I'm saying that right, I hope I am. Just keep the good wrestling coming. This last show was amazing. Let's go into, I want to go to there. I made a post asking you guys if we delivered. That's what I want to get some of the comments from. Nia Martin, it was an awesome show. I'm looking forward to the next one. Ryan Rowland, we discussed this a little bit. Ryan says, people complaining about the cussing. This isn't WWE. This is the independent wrestling scene. Good thing ECW isn't around anymore. If cussing is such a big deal. And he kind of leaves that there. Kira Swafford, this was our first time going and it was awesome. Ronald Williams with the yes chant. Ronald Williams Jr. also said, enjoyed myself, wore my Forever Pro shirt to Braden Toon show last night. Atmosphere was awesome. People and talent, amazing. I'll most definitely be back because I love pro wrestling, and Forever Pro Wrestling is top-notch, bell to bell. And so, again, Ronald Williams states, I get the complaint about foul language, but if this is wrestling, if you want PG kind, you need to, need to watch ballet or flag football. Wrestling fans are the most passionate fans in any sport, which is completely true. How we show our love, support to the guys and girls who live and die for the sport I love. I don't mean to step on toes, but I've been to PG shows and they absolutely suck. Sorry, not sorry. We love our pro wrestling uncensored and unfiltered. So, the Spot 365, they say, thank you for picking us and we can't wait to see how May goes. Great job, everyone. Thank you, Spot 365, for having us. Sorry, I got like a straight hair there. Kimberly McLeay says, yes, all of the matches were awesome, but I have to say the one between Kevin and Jay Lethal was the best. Had me on the edge of my seat. Davis McGiddy, it was everything I could ever wish for. Davis, you were a big part of that, and we thank you so much for the help. Chandler Laney says, hell yes. Ryan Rowland, the whole show was amazing. Andrew Starks, absolute blast of a show. Can't wait till May. I'm going to slaughter this, I'm sure. Mark Wadon Watkins, energy was off the charts. May can't get here any sooner. And the last one I'm going to take here is Tanya Smith. Yes, the show was so far beyond amazing. 100%, 100%, 100%. Kevin Ryan and Jay Lethal was definitely the match of the night, but the whole show was hype. Can't wait for the next show in May. So, let me go one more. Jessica Sanders. Absolutely. The energy was amazing. There was no boring match the whole night. We can't wait for the next show. Y'all are definitely on a different level. And I'm going to end right there. Damn right we are. Forever Pro is on a different level. The 12 gauge has shifted gears. And I'm on another level. So for this podcast, we're going to end it as we do always. I am the 12 gauge. Beware the 12 gauge. And I am Forever Pro.